B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shefty, so the virtual draft, the issues yesterday, what was the significance? What's the primary takeaway?
Well, what we take away, Greeny, is that there was a glitch with the first overall pick in the Cincinnati Bengals that lasted about 2.5 minutes. And you could just hear all the teams saying, here we go with the technical glitches. But the fact of the matter is, this is the reality that we're all living in. This is how teams have to conduct their business. And the rest of the draft was done without much of any issues at all. And to me, this really reminds me of year 2K. So much hype, so much buildup, so much nerves about computers crashing. And then ultimately it comes off. Yes, this is going to come off. There's not going to be issues. There might be a couple of little things here or there, but the NFL is prepared to stand down and stop the clock if it has to. It's not like it's going to put the draft on auto draft in a fantasy football draft and teams are going to have players selected for them. It's not going to work like that. They'll figure it out. They'll work their way around it, and they will get through this.
That would be hilarious if they went to auto draft. We just put Mel's list up there, and if the Vikings don't get their pick in time, they just get the player he wanted for them.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger Maserati coming to you on Tuesday, April 21st. Felger here in the A-hole chair at our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Maz and Murray on remote. Fellas, how you doing?
Good, you?
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello. I'm doing good. Fresh as lettuce. Adam Schefter cut we played there a couple minutes ago before the extensive wipe down, talking about the worried about the glitches at the NFL draft. We haven't really hit on this. We've talked a lot about the draft, who the Patriots might take, and the big board, and the quarterback rumors and all of that, but we haven't talked much about the actual mechanics of the draft in the virtual world, in the socially distanced world. No war rooms, no central location, etc. Everyone on their home hookup situation for the NFL draft. And you heard Schefter say that I thought it was a good line for everyone who's worried about it. You know, it's not like the draft's going to go to auto draft like you would on your fantasy. You know, I thought that was a good line, sort of trying to allay the fears that people have that this thing's going to be just a massive glitch fest. So let me ask by asking you guys, are you worried it's going to be a ton of glitches and a disaster, Maz?
Yep.
I mean, and when I say a disaster, like, look, I think they're going to pull this thing off. But do I think there were going to be glitches along the way? Like, so-and-so has been granted an extra couple of minutes because we lost the connection? Or, yes, I think it's going to happen. It's inevitable. This is the real world we're talking about. And when you have this little time, relatively, to put together a new plan to conduct something as elaborate as the draft, and you have to put that many people online at the same time in what is a coordinated effort, something will get screwed up. No question about it.
Oh, I mean, when these stories started to pop yesterday after 1 o'clock when they tried this mock draft, I was like, I tweeted it, my wish is coming true, because this is what I want. The potential for this thing to be a disaster, just for the laughs, like a hacking where a pick is about to be made, and all of a sudden on the screen, instead of Joe Burrow's face, you just see, like, the hardest of hardcore porn, or something like that. Like, just for a cheap laugh. That's what I need right now. Because really it comes down to this for me, and like here's one of the reasons I'm rooting for it. A corporation like the NFL that makes as much money and is worth as much money as they are, and you can't find a better way to do this, like paying for dedicated servers, paying for a better internet connection, you're just going to try to pull it off like the rest of us are going to try to do right now? Well, good luck to you. You deserve what happens to you, because you should have, you knew this was going to be happening here for a while. You're going to pull it off. You announce you're going to be doing the draft. Pay a little bit of extra money so you have better internet. I don't think that that's that tough to do.
Well, you know, I mean, what's the senior reporting yesterday when they went through the mock? One of the guys on the mock, meaning that they just did a run through, a dry run to see how all their technology worked. One of the guys was yelling at their kids to get off the internet because his
Diana Russini tweeted, I was on the phone with a head coach talking about the mock draft today, and he was losing his mind because his internet went down. Apparently, his young children were all on their iPads using up the bandwidth, and she heard him yell, everybody get off the internet.
Oh, it's so good.
That's amazing. And that shouldn't happen in the NFL. Again, a corporation that's worth that much money, that makes as much money as they do. And I know it's tough times for everyone right now. Pay for dedicated servers. You can figure it out. Okay. That shouldn't happen.
So here's what frustrates me. One is dedicated servers. Go F yourself. Do that on your own time. Like, dedicated servers. Like, I already feel myself getting frustrated. No. Get on the phone. Get on your landline. Call. And you can take your dedicated servers and your Zoom connection and your routers and all this and shove it up your ass, okay? And do that on your own time. All you techies and you dorks and all that can play around with your routers on your own time. I don't want to hear that. Why can't you all just call and be on the landline and there's no problems? This is what frustrates me. Am I crazy just to want someone to be on the landline and be on the conference call? I mean, problem solved. That's it. No one has to get off the internet. No one has to worry about their kid playing Fortnite or their wife watching Tiger King or whatever, or where the router is or what your Wi-Fi strength is in your home office versus the basement. Call them. Get on the landline. And apparently they do. They have that as a backup, which is so why are we dinking around with the massive Zoom conference for the NFL draft? Like, I can already feel myself, Maz, and I'm not even a party to it. Getting frustrated over the whole thing. Like, why are you all dinking around with your technology? Just call. Just call in.
Yeah, my guess, the answer to that is television. That'd be my guess. I don't know the full answer to that.
I'm sorry to jump in, but, you know, I mean, that's their problem. Meaning, right. You know, the league, you have a 10-minute clock. You have to get your draft pick in, and they announce the pick. All right? Well, that can all be done. And, again, there's backups where they have this. As far as the league's concerned, that's how they get their picks, and that's how the draft is done. Now it's up to the TV networks to do their own fricata thing, and that's all up to them. That's another day. I'm just, you know, today about the league. The league should have very little problem with it. And I'm sorry to cut you off, Maz. You were just about to say?
No, so look, again, in theory, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. You could conduct the whole thing as a conference call. The problem is they had this billed as an event. Forgive me, it was at the Bellagio, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So yeah. Here, I was reading this. Can I just now, since you mentioned it, can I just give you something?
Sure.
I was reading here in the Athletic that the original plan was to have it at the Bellagio, and not just at the Bellagio, but they're going to set up a stage in all the middle of those fountains.
Right.
And they were going to bring the draft picks out to the center stage location via a boat. Boat them back and forth. By a
Correct.
Freaking, you know, whatever, gondola to the stage location in the middle of the fountains at the Bellagio. Well, that's over. That's not happening. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Well, so my point is that this is, you say, well, that's television's problem. Well, actually, no, it's the league's problem. Because when the deal was cut to televise the draft, there were going to be certain elements in place for the visual. So this is why I'm guessing that this is part of the reason why we have all this video nonsense going along with it. Now, look, at the end of the day, you know what's going to happen. ESPN's got this thing set up so that if there is a glitch, they run a still photo and, you know, and they end up getting the pick on the phone or whatever. So there's always going to be a backup. But I'm just telling you, I think there is like next to zero chance that this thing goes off totally clean. Like, I just don't see it happening. Not in this world, not in this day and age.
Sorry. But Mike's right, though. If they just did it via phone, and by the way, they aired the 89 draft last night on ESPN2, and that's how they used to do it. And I actually found myself watching the damn thing for like 40 minutes, and it's like, just do that so you can remove error. You know, I would think you would want to try to remove as much error, chance for error as possible, considering that a lot could go wrong.
As soon as you get on Wi-Fi or use a cell phone or an internet connection, period, it's going to be glitchy and, you know, for snarled, and it's just the way it is. And most of them are olds, meaning GMs and coaches like me. They don't know, like, I don't know what this is. I don't get it. Like, you yell and scream until one of your kids comes in and fix it, or an IT guy if you're at work, and you don't know what you're doing. And so why are you dinking around with that? Just have a conference call, and then let ESPN figure out the broadcast on their own time, and that's that. And this whole thing about, like, and you know, just reading up on it, and then all the communication that has to exist between the coaches and the GMs and their scouts, and how they all conference in with each other, never mind how the point person then conferences in with the league, and then how do those people communicate with other teams for trades and things of this nature, never mind calling the actual picks. And it's like, oh God, I have a headache just thinking about it. Just get on the phone, call them, landline. And we got a Zoom, we got a network, we got a whatever all this crap is that you guys dink around with. You got all dink around with that stuff. It ain't going to work. It's going to glitch, and it's going to be painful to watch. I mean, you know that's happening.
Can you imagine Belichick if this thing like flips out while he's on the clock? He's gonna lose his mind over this thing, and it will. There will be glitches galore. I guarantee you.
Zoom conference, Microsoft Teams, WebEx. Go F yourself. Go take that and shove it up your keister. WebEx. I'll give you WebEx. Well, as WebEx, do that on your own time. Don't worry about your WebEx. I feel like the Patriots may have an advantage, Maz, in this, because do you really think Bill listens to anyone in the draft room other than himself?
No, not really. No, again, I mean, there's a centralization of power there, right? Which is what you're getting at.
That's one way to put it. It's a dictatorship.
Yeah, that's right. So that there'll be less involved, less politicking involved, less committee eating, you know, whatever. Lobbying is the better point. Now, and the thing is my guess is they're all terrified to talk anyway, that if Bill wants someone's input, he'll say, okay, he's going to ask one person specifically, what do you think, this guy or that guy? But even then, I'm not sure it's going to happen. So, I mean, honestly, I haven't even delved into it that far to determine how many organizations in the league have the same setup the Patriots do, where it's basically one guy in charge of the whole thing.
You know,
is
what,
it more than half or less than half?
What, I mean, just off the top of our head, what coaches have personnel power? Apparently Shanahan does in San Francisco. We learned this, right, through this offseason with the Brady stuff.
What about Pete?
Reed in Kansas City does.
Does he?
Yeah, I believe so. There's no GM there. It's him.
Are you sure about that? I don't know. Maybe Murray. I've never known him to be a GM type. And Pete has Schneider, Maz. So Schneider's his guy. Does Schneider have last call, or does Pat? Like, I get the feeling Pete just sort of gives it to Schneider. Like, Pete's like, yeah, man, you know, go ahead, throw it, Bev. Like, you know, Pete's not that guy that even if Pete has the power is going to say, no, I'm taking my guy. He's probably more like, John, you got this one, John. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. So again, at the end of the day, now look, my point is this: push comes to shove. If it is set up so that one guy can make the decision necessarily in a pinch without the other guy having to be there, then I still got to believe, though, it's less than half. But, you know, I'm not, look, Belichick's going to be prepared, and I'm not worried about the impact there, and I'm less worried about teams flipping out and, you know, not being able to make a pick, because I think if there's enough of a technical issue, the commissioner's going to step in and say, okay, look, we got to add on another couple of minutes here because something's not working right. So I don't think someone's going to get screwed per se, but I think from a viewership standpoint, it's probably going to be clunky at times.
Well, but that whole thing of, you know, Bill, teams need open communications amongst themselves in their virtual war room. Bill don't need it. He doesn't listen to anyone. You're right, Maz. People are probably afraid to speak up in the first place. It's a dictatorship, and that's just all it is for Bill. So he, you know, he's probably happy with the social distancing. Like, one of these things he'd like to apply going forward, probably. Murray, hold your thought. I know you have more of it. We'll pick it up with your thoughts as well. Jimmy, you may release the hounds disinfected at 617-779-0985. More on this and to you right after these words.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And Shefty, you were the first one to say this to me about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Could we see fewer trades as a result of the communication not being quite as simple?
I think that you may see more challenges to get the trades done, but I think teams are aware of this, and you've heard general managers like Bob Quinn in Detroit and Dave Gettleman in New York already say that they want to have trades in place if they're going to make them by Wednesday night or Thursday afternoon. So that's usually the case anyway, Greeny, but maybe it's going to be heightened this year. There's going to be more discussions on Wednesday night and Thursday afternoon in an effort to put some of those deals and the parameters of any potential deals in place so that there aren't people scrambling. If they're scrambling while they're on the clock, then they're going to have a hard time making that happen. It becomes more challenging. It does not make it impossible. Trades can still be made. It's just different circumstances this year, as there are with everything with this draft.
Yeah, how about this? Just less dinking around. Murray, were you going to say something before we went to break there?
Yeah. I wanted to stand corrected. So it's Brett Veach who is the GM for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not Andy Reid. I was under the impression that he also had GM control there. But the others that do, it's goofball Bill O'Brien in Houston.
Oh, God.
And Ron Rivera with the Redskins. Those are the only other coaches outside of Belichick that also have that kind of control.
So I was going to say Rivera. Yeah, I was going to, as amazing as that is in D.C., I wouldn't take that job unless I had control of the board. Like, you know, I wouldn't go work for that owner. So I was actually going to say Riverboat Ron Rivera. So Rivera, Belichick, and I'm sorry, you said Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien, yeah.
So there aren't many. You know, most teams need to confer with each other or confer with the GM or sort of kick it around. Not New England. Bill usually just walks in the room and says, that guy. And all the scouts look at each other. So, like, you know, does this really apply? And so what kind of frustrates me a little bit is that, why can't they just open up the buildings to a few guys? Like, it's sort of silly that, you know, Bill needs to be in his basement and Nick Cassero needs to be in his basement and Kraft needs to be in his office. And it's like, for crying out loud. I mean, I'm not like, you know, I ain't going to put on a bandana and take my AK-47 and stand on the State House steps or anything. But it's like, you can get it done with a couple people in the building. We do it here. We do it in all these broadcast locations. There's plenty of places that have a skeleton crew. Are you telling me that you're really harming people or putting people in harm's way if you just open up Gillette for Bill, Nick Cassario, Kraft, I guess, if he wants to be there, one other person, and then two techies, and that's it. And that's it. And the rest of their scouts are at home. And so it's like there's just fewer moving pieces and fewer Wi-Fi connections and fewer stupid little boxes on the stupid Zoom conference. And it's like, can you just let a few people in their building, if not, you know, if not a war room, just a couple of people in the, like, is that
a war closet?
I mean, why can't we do that? Like,
I'm for that.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, they should be able to do that. Yeah, there's no question they should be able to do that. And again, some of the size of these rooms, these guys will be nowhere near each other anyway. You'll have social distancing times three. There'll be 20 feet between them, for crying out loud.
And same thing with Goodell. Does he really need to be in his office in Bronxville, New York? Like, you can't open up the NFL offices for him, the guy who's in charge of the draft, two techies, and a camera. Like, you just can't open it up for that. And so we just don't, like, just reduce the number of people who've got to shout outside their office door, get off the internet, I'm on the internet, it's slow, get off. Like, can we just reduce the number of people who are going to have to do that? Like, I do feel this is overkill, that Goodell and Bill and every coach and every GM has to be in their own office. You can't let a few people get together. Like, come on.
No, it does look, again, it seems excessive, and I don't know what, you know, whether there was any sort of interaction with federal health officials or whatever in terms of running this thing. It doesn't feel to me like there necessarily had to be, because this one should have been pretty straightforward. So I just, look, I don't have the answer for you on why they elected to go to the measures they did. It does feel a little excessive, and I just think it is asking for trouble.
I'm just ranting. I'm ranting because I hate technology, and I just think they're asking for more when it doesn't need to be this technical, this complicated. You don't need to separate all these guys that dramatically. They don't all have to be on the Wi-Fi. It's like, and I do personalize it because the whole thing frustrates me to no end. But I'm just reading here from the from an Athletic story. So, for example, Redskins coach Ron Rivera had to commandeer his daughter Courtney's workstation in the basement because he didn't have a home office. Bears general manager Ryan Pace had to move his setup from the basement to the dining room because the Wi-Fi signal is more powerful on the main floor. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said he enhanced the power capacity of his home generator in the event of a power outage. He also added a printer, a small television, and extra monitors to his workstation. Most primary decision makers on teams were advised to have two landlines installed in their homes if they didn't have any. Colts GM Chris Ballard told reporters he had a second wireless network installed for backup. Falcons GM Thomas Dimitroff said that team owner Arthur Blank will be able to watch him throughout the draft on one of the cameras in Dimitrov's home. How about that? How would you like to be Thomas Dimitroff, where Arthur Blank is so far up his ass he wants him on camera the entire time?
That sounds so creepy.
Like a nanny cam on the poor GM? Like,
just
Jesus.
Make sure he turns it off after the draft.
Holy crap. The story says it will be the draft for Generation Z, with everyone staring into screens. Yep, exactly my point. Exactly my frustration. Bunch of freaking dorks playing with their Wi-Fi connection at home. Does it have to be like that? Does it really have to be like that for everybody? Let's see. During the draft, every team will be connected to the league through Microsoft Teams as well as WebEx. The connections are expected to be made through Microsoft Teams, usually by a GM. In the event of a glitch, teams can also make picks by phoning NFL personnel director Ken Fiore or a member of his staff. Additionally, every team will be connected to the league on a conference call that will last the entirety of the draft. Oh, there you go. So why are we dinking around with everything else? Just do the conference call on your landline. Selections can be announced by the team on a conference call as well. Most organizations have established a chain of command with multiple possible selectors, each of whom has been credited with the league. So if someone goes down, someone else gets to make the pick, and they all have to have been cleared by the league. I mean, seriously. Seriously, does it have to be this complicated?
No, it's like the presidential chain of command in every organization. So who's second after Belichick? If Bill's power goes out, you know what? I want to know the answer to that question. Who's making the pick if something happens to Bill's Wi-Fi?
During the draft, spouses might have to be discouraged from streaming Tiger King, and the kids might have to forsake playing Fortnite, as the league has cautioned team executives about others in the house using too much bandwidth. This is to your point, Murray, like the rest of us. Like, you've got to be kidding me. This billion-dollar operation is advising their GMs to tell their kids to get off the internet so they have enough bandwidth. Like, what are we doing?
Just make sure you block off those hours and make sure your kids aren't using the internet, which they are all addicted to. Yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, and I think it's absurd. Like, so the GMs have to have, like, they all have the big boards, right? They're in their usual war room, draft room at the stadium. They have these massive boards. I was reading today, Mike Mayock has these three whiteboard situations laid out in his home. Like, what are they going to do? Is it going to look like the Felger and Maz big board brought to you by the Peterson School? I mean, if you're watching on NBC Sports Boston, I mean, is this what the NFL GMs are going to be reduced to? Like the Felger and Maz scrapbook on their kid's chalk wall in the basement to put together their big board? It's insane.
Like, as Murray was talking, I found myself thinking, the New England Patriots are on the clock. Linda Stepson's on playing Overwatch. We need a couple of minutes.
What the hell is a 404 error?
I mean, you can't open up the stadium and let the one guy in charge of the board be in the big room with the big board with one other guy and a tech guy. If you're watching NBC Sports Boston simulcast, you say, like, is that what the people are going to, these GMs are going to look like? They're forkakta big boards in their basement? Like, can you let a couple guys into the stadium to be in the war room, the draft room, with the real board, with a landline, with the direct communication to the league? Like, isn't this a little much that everyone, Bill has to be separated from Casario, who has to be separated from, you know, whoever? It just feels like, come on. And it ain't going to be my technical glitches, but you obviously can feel my frustration that I'm even going to have to watch it. Can I give you one more thing that's bugging the crap out of me?
Sure.
And, you know, we'll do that next. It's in terms of these athletes being able to work out. Okay, that's another thing that just feels to me like we've gone too far with it. We'll do it right after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
All right, this is the other thing that's bugging me. Is these athletes that haven't worked out or, you know, worked out in their sport. A couple different examples. Like, you hear about all these hockey players who haven't been on skates in now 5 weeks. Jason Tatum hasn't touched a basketball or gone outside to shoot. He doesn't even have a basketball thing set up at his house. And he doesn't want to go out because it's too cold and it rained. And then the latest here, yesterday or the other day, Tom Brady got kicked out of a public park in Tampa. You hear this story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll play the sound. Like, the mayor was doing a virtual press conference or something down in Tampa. And all the parks are closed in Tampa, and there was a park ranger or whatever, city employee, going through a park in downtown Tampa, and someone's out there working out in this park, and they approach the guy to say, get out of the park, and it's Brady. And does this go back to Nana Florio and these people, Murray? Like, I understand there's social distancing, but are you telling me that if you're a team, you can't slip Tom Brady a key to the workout facility or the stadium or the practice field and say, psst, go ahead. No one's there. Go use the practice facility. Or, you know, even we'll give you a couple of guys. You know, you don't have to, like, shake hands or anything, but you'll have a couple of guys to throw to, or you have a couple of guys to work out with, a couple of guys to hold the bands while you're doing your frikakta band workout or whatever it is. And here's the key, and just go to the stadium. Why does Brady have to be kicked out of the park like he's some indigent or something? Isn't this a little absurd?
Yeah, on the Brady thing, something. I bet I know what the deal is there. He just bought that house from Derek Jeter, another former pro athlete, right? So he surely has an entire gym in that house. Or, having looked at that house, you have a lot of yard space.
He doesn't have a yard. We went over this last week. he doesn't have a lot of yard space. It's one of those Florida plays, you know, those right. Florida lots are built to the lot line. There's no, he has water. It didn't feel like he had land.
You got a big driveway. You can do burpees in the driveway. You also have the ocean in your backyard. Go have a swim. Methinks he had to get away from a certain someone. So.
Oh, that's so good. Really? That's why he went to the city park in downtown Tampa?
You just get the hell away from me. Like, I can't deal with you right now. We're all trapped in this house. Like, all right, going for a run. I know where I can go do some pull-ups. You know, like, we've all seen those. We have one here. And it's closed off. The one that I have here, you know, it's in Melrose. They keep, people keep using it. People keep tearing down the fences and the tape that they put around it. But you can do, you know, it's got pull-up bars, push-up bars, all that kind of stuff. So maybe he just needed to get away from the wife. But the other thing I'm with you on, like, I get it. We all got to do the right thing, and we're all in this together and all the sayings, right? But, like, for some of these teams, and you have these guys, and they are your assets, don't you want them on skates practicing every once in a while? I would have no problem if someone had to get out at Warrior and have a skate at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. You know, the saying is, oh, it's always been what? Say something, see something, do something, whatever the hell it is. With this, like, say nothing, do something. Like, just give them the keys. And I think everyone would be okay if you still had your professional athletes, your assets. You're looking at them as assets, as these franchises. They can go train and stay in shape. So if this all starts up again, you know that they're ready to go.
So I'm surprised that more of this isn't going on, and maybe it is, and we just don't know about it. But I thought for sure teams would be sneaking guys in the back door to facilities, and they'd set up a schedule, and I don't know, maybe they were there two at a time or something, and then someone wipes the stuff down, and they figure it out just like a grocery store. Like, I would argue for a professional athlete that working out, you know, continuing to refine your skills or whatever is an essential operation for them. Like, if they're going to get back to work and get back out there, then I think they need to be doing that stuff. My only question on this from the very beginning was whether teams discouraged it. You know, maybe the team can't say to the player, hey, we'll give you a key if you want one, but if a guy asks, they'll give it to him. But I just wonder whether there's some sort of liability thing that has teams scared.
Yeah, I mean, probably, Maz. So litigious, our culture. But for crying out loud, I mean, to the point where Brady's got to get, you know, hurried out of the public park in Tampa? Because, like, and none of the Bruins have skated, and some of these NBA guys haven't touched a basketball? I just find that ridiculous. I find it ridiculous. I'm all for the social distancing and protecting our healthcare workers and all of this, but I just feel like the fact, and so I tie these things together. You can't have a couple of people in some sort of massive draft room at Gillette Stadium, just a couple, just Belichick, Casario, and a couple of techies, just to cut down on the number of people. And the key people, the people that really matter, who have to be on their stupid Wi-Fi connection in their home office. And, you know, you can't open up the NFL offices to Goodell, one assistant and one tech guy, and just have him at the NFL office as opposed to his basement. And Jason Tatum has really gone now 5 weeks without shooting a basketball because he has nowhere to go. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy to me.
I mean, that one is unfathomable to me. That one I don't get. Because, again, I would just say the simplest thing. Dude, buy a hoop, put it up on the telephone pole in the street, and get out there and shoot, for crying out loud. And, you know, we don't have space around the building I live in. I don't care. Find a cul-de-sac. Find a dead end. Find some alley somewhere. Put the thing up until someone tells you to take it down, and then put it up somewhere else. Like, to me, that's an easy one. That should be able to – that one blows me away. Because, again, Mike, with hockey players, it's a little different because you got to get access to a rink. But basketball is the most basic of the basic. All you need is a rim and a ball. That's it. Put the freaking peach basket up if you have to,
so that's,
as far as I'm concerned.
Right, so that speaks to Tatum, and I'm a little worried about that detail with him, that he's not more obsessed about his craft, that he could go that long without, you know, touching the ball or shooting it or getting some sort of hookup in his backyard, for crying out loud, or why the Celtics wouldn't insist, like, Jason, fine, we don't have to interact, we won't come in the house, but we're going to build one of those, you know, one of those outdoor rims in your backyard, in your driveway. So, but this is different than, you know, that's a different story than, you know, go one step further. Here's the key to a freaking gym. There's no one there. Go shoot. Go work out. I can't believe that hasn't been going on. It should be going on. I'd be disappointed if it wasn't going on. And if they need government clearance, I mean, for crying out loud, do they have to be deemed essential? Is that what it is? You know, we're deemed essential. So, like, I mean, we figure it out. There's a skeleton crew. We got Billy, Stu, and a techie. Dennis, who just came in here and fixed my keyboard, and me, and that's it. We're like four people. And, you know, so if we're deemed as, if the sports talk show is deemed essential, shouldn't the things that we're talking about be deemed essential as well? You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like that sort of, you know, the chicken and the egg thing. It's just like we're putting the cart before the horse. The if we're essential, then the thing that we're talking about has to be essential. So let Jason Tatum, for the love of God, go to a gym and shoot baskets. And let Bill and Casario and a techie open up Gillette Stadium and go to the draft room and conduct the draft from their building. Because if we're essential to talk about it, then that should be essential to them actually doing the thing.
It is a logical conclusion
okay,
on your part.
This is one of these things that just, again, I have too much time on my hands, and so I find myself ranting and raving about this. We have 45 minutes in. We'll take your calls. You want to weigh in on the tech part of the draft, by all means. You want to weigh in on the absurdity of these guys not skating, shooting, Tom Brady getting kicked out of a public park in downtown Tampa like he's a hobo. That actually happened. That thing, isn't that a little much as far as you're concerned? Anything on the draft? The Tua rumors, we're going to shoot for wide receivers today coming up next hour, so that's on the table. All of your thoughts at 617-779-0985 right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Let's talk about the sports teams and how great they've been to... Oh, I got to tell you this story, too. Now, I always tell people, I'm not one to gossip, so you didn't hear this from me, but, you know, our parks are closed down, and so a lot of our park staff, you know, they patrol around just to make sure that their people aren't in there with contact sports and things. And saw an individual working out in one of our downtown parks, and she went over to tell him that it was closed and it was Tom Brady.
So, oh, my goodness.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
So, he has been sighted.
So that's Tampa meet Mayor Jane Castor on a little virtual conference with the St. Pete mayor. And that was the St. Pete mayor, Rick Kreisman, who said, oh, my goodness. And she said, there you go. He's been cited. And I guess Murray Beadle said this earlier. Some people took that to mean he got cited. He got like a citation from the cops. No. He got cited. S-I-G-H-T-E-D. He got cited.
Spotted probably would have been a better word to use.
Right. See, exactly. Goodell's still after me, just because he ain't. No. Cited. He got cited. He was visually cited. S-I-G-H-T-E-D. So he can get off the wall now.
He got sighted and slighted. I knew they were still after him.
Your calls, as promised. Mike and Methuen on the Patriots drafting a quarterback. Your thoughts?
The longer this offseason goes without any contact between the players and the coaching staff, I am now probably more convinced than ever that there's no chance that the Patriots either draft a quarterback or bring a quarterback in via free agency. I think they're at an advantage having two guys who know the system as well as they do. And that puts them probably, considering the quarterback movement in the offseason, that probably puts them ahead of 15, 16 other teams right off the bat.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. You're saying Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer, they have an advantage with those guys over other teams?
Yes, just because, I mean, Phillip Rivers ends up in Indy, right?
So
great quarterback. I have no problem with him. It's just he's not going to be able to. Our biggest criticism of Brady over the last couple of years has been him not being able to work in OTAs, right?
Sure.
And so now a guy like Phillip Rivers is going to be in in Indy, he's not gonna be able to throw to any of his receivers until training camp begins, maybe.
Okay, I got you, Mike. It's, you know, you're working hard there to find a silver lining. You'd rather have Philip Rivers with no practice time on the field or Brian Hoyer with all the experience in the world in the system, Murray? So I thought you hated Brian Hoyer like poison. So you agree with Mike and Methuen?
I do, but he does bring up a good point. If this thing continues and they can't really practice and be around each other, then for continuity's sake, I mean, I think Hoyer sucks, but he does know the system. He is right.
Well, so the you know, if he's comparing apples to apples, in other words, just the new teams, fine. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of an edge there for a guy who knows your system, but if the player sucks, he still sucks, okay? And I think Brian Hoyer sucks. So take that for what it's worth. The other thing is, so what if Indy's a little bit set back versus you? They're still better than you, if you ask me. And then beyond that, what about Kansas City? Kansas City's got the whole same offense coming back. Like, so what, you know, I guess what I'm saying is, what, so you're going to be better than a couple of teams and you might go 8-8 instead of 7-9?
Look,
does that do you?
I'm all for continuity and knowing the system. I want those things. I like those things. I'm banking on those things. But let's keep it in our pants. I mean, now they have some sort of massive advantage. And he didn't say massive, but they have some sort of advantage because Stidham and Hoyer have each been here before. What if they're not ready? What if they're not good?
Well,
that's not going to mean anything.
So I want to address something else he said, which is that, you know, that they're not going to take a quarterback in the draft. Well, why not? I mean, what, this is a one-year play now? Like, that's the only reason to take a quarterback is that it's a one-year play? I think the whole reason they let Cody Kessler go is because they were going to draft a quarterback. So if they're taking a guy in the mid-rounds, let's call it a fourth rounder, and they repeat what they did with Stidham a year ago, they were expecting that guy to come in and have an impact right away, or is that a long-term play? In which case, his knowledge or shortage of knowledge in the offense has no relevance whatsoever. I still think they're taking a quarterback.
Bob in Maryland, go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Hey, guys. I was just wanting to talk about how I think that, you know, with the athletes not being able to do anything, how much is that going to impact when they come back, injuries, and how that could, you know, impact the game? I think that's a pretty big thing to look at.
Absolutely. Bruce Cassidy talking about, you know, needing 2 weeks at least, unless the guys have been skating, then maybe a little bit less. But to me, I think it's absurd that they've been 30 days off of skates. Like, come on, you can be responsible, you can social distance, and you can give these guys a key to Warrior, and they can spread it out where they're skating every so often. Like, I just think that's taking it too far. And I also think it's taking it too far that every coach has to be in his own home office and every GM has to be in his own home office. Like, you can't put two or three people in the massive draft rooms that these teams have in their massive stadiums. Like, so I do sort of tie it all together. You can't give Jason Tatum a key to the gym so he can go shoot baskets on his own or with one guy to feed him the ball as a ball boy. Like, that's going to be irresponsible. Like, come on, there's a middle ground there, I think. Here's my
You think that has to be going on?
I hope so.
That, you know, look, I can't speak for Tatum specifically, but maybe people just aren't publicizing it because they don't want the perception or the scrutiny or the criticism that goes along with it.
I wonder, Maz. I don't know. I hear these guys, and they all sound very sincere. Tatum, when he talked about not touching a basketball and it being too cold to go outside and shoot, he sounded totally genuine. I felt like he was telling the real truth.
And when
I hear all these hockey guys say they haven't skated, I don't feel like they're lying. And the story about Tom Brady getting kicked out of the park, that kind of happened. So maybe it's not happening as much as we think, or it should be.
Yeah, somebody's breaking the rules. I have a hard time believing that everybody's playing by the rules.
I hope so, Maz.
Yeah,
I hope
too.
Somebody is. I hope it's our teams. Mike in Maine. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. All I can think about was with Coach Bill Belichick was this past year at the bench when he got sick of the tablets and he took the Microsoft tablet and just spiked it into the bench. I'm thinking that's what he's going to do with the wireless internet. As soon as it goes bad, he's just going to go on the landlines.
Mike, I'm sorry to cut you off. He's not the only one. All the olds, all the guys who, you know, like me, like I don't have any use for this crap. I don't get off on dinking around with cords and connections and all this other stuff. It's a means to the end. And it's like, there's so much. Bill ain't the only guy who get all cranky with the technology. Oh, brutal. But again, I think the one saving grace with Bill is that he didn't talk to anybody anyway. He didn't ask for anyone's advice in the draft room anyway. It's a dictatorship with Bill Belichick. So I don't know if he needs to talk to anybody, but he's the guy. He's the exact guy you would worry about, but he ain't the only one. You think Andy Reid knows what he's doing? You think Andy Reid knows his way around the internet?
Only for the cheesecakefactory.com website.
Only for Grubhub, exactly, or whatever. Rob in Foxborough. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to start with Schefter, Mike. You mentioned the virtual draft. This guy drives me crazy. I want you to get your takes on. He could not wait to complain about it. It just seemed like he wanted to make his mold and NFL happy. And then 5 minutes later, it was fine, but he never came back and said, yeah, actually, things got worked out. It was just such an overreaction.
Okay, so is he talking about, did Schefter have an initial report, Murray, yesterday that said the thing was a disaster?
Yeah, the first thing that he had a few minutes after it started at 1 o'clock was that the Cincinnati Bengals trying to select Burrow first overall was a mess. Like, there was glitches, and it just wasn't working. And then Diana Russini, also of ESPN, you know, within 10 to 20 minutes after that also, had talked to unnamed GMs that said the thing was a disaster. And then it got on track as the day went on, and they kept simulating. But to start, it was a mess.
Yeah, so I think what the caller's saying is by this morning, Schefter's saying it's going to be fine. It's not going to go to auto draft. Everyone's going to be fine. It's all so, like, the league got to Schefter again.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, which, okay, that's par for the course.
Well, and wasn't he one of these guys, too, that initially when the NFL was adamant about maintaining the date of the draft, that he was flipping out over it,
yes,
and saying that the league really needed to move it back or postpone it, whatever? Like, I don't know. I feel like Schefter's been a little all over the map during this thing.
Well, so I think he has his own personal opinions, and then he sort of gets set straight by the people he has to report on, you know? And I think that there's that little thing. But no, Schefter, he was big on free agency. He didn't want free agency to start on time. I think the draft, too. But, yeah, I mean, what can I tell you? Gary in Manchester, quickly on Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I can't believe that Jason Tatum wouldn't be playing basketball for 5 weeks now. When I was a kid, I would jump at the chance to get outside and shoot a basketball. It's cold outside, it's hot outside. Any opportunity to get out and shoot a basketball when I was a kid, I was out there.
Right. I'm going to cut you off, Gary. I just can't. It's Maz, he sounded so genuine when he said it. I believe he's telling the truth that he has not shot. And when he said it, you know, maybe it's changed in the last week. But when he said it last week that he hasn't gone out to shoot because it's too cold and it's been raining, I believe him.
Yeah, so again, I'm not talking about Tatum in particular. I just wonder if there are a lot of guys we haven't heard from, and maybe there's a reason. Maybe those guys are doing stuff, in which case, again, hats off to them. And I'm not suggesting anybody should be doing anything reckless or whatnot, but I told you, I'm out there shooting in the driveway every night at about 6:30. Like, you know, it's not that tough, and I'm not putting anybody's health at risk by doing it. I got to believe NBA players are doing the same things.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe we'll get some inside information on this because we will talk to Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck today. That's going to happen at 4:30. So we'll get his intel and what he's hearing about the NBA and its return. We'll talk to him about Tatum not touching a basketball for 5 weeks. And hopefully we'll get some insights from Wick on just what exactly the return of the NBA is looking like and if he's confident that it will come back. So that's at 4:30. Coming up next hour, we'll talk about the receivers in the draft and shoot for receivers on the big board and continue with your calls. There's no commercials here, just a 90-second update from Murray, and we're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.